You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we left our homes up in Bristol Bay for the waters of Miami shore. With a hippo at the helm and our severance pay, we fly the pirate flag once more. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we get wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. Pirate radio. Well, the ship is a wreck, shit stains the deck as Michael Hollow's fellas make more. And Billy is a worry that he's got the scurvy, cause Chris ate all the limes in store. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we get wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. Pirate radio. Now Roy is a chum when he's on the rum, he's the glue when we spring a leak. And Stu is a mess, he does less and less, and Greg sounded worse each week. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we get wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. Pirate radio. Someone yelled ahoy, who the hell's cabin boy? Somebody named Tony, who knows? Once we got the skip, well, a mean jump ship, cause he knew we would sail to gold. Pirate radio with the ship and crew, we got wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. For the pirate radio.
Mike Ryan's last act at ESPN was to basically develop an on-air gambling habit that was dangerous and was creeping into every bit of content that we were doing. And Mike Ryan has now come in here today with what he has just upped from a three-team show parlay to a four-team show parlay in terms of what's going to happen on the show today. Yeah. That would make him win the bet because he can predict it after that Super Bowl, I'm assuming. And I'm saying right here, I'm telling the audience and everybody, the shipping container, bet the other way on this, on all four, because I am not going to allow him to win a single one of these parlay bets that he has, because I'm guessing all four of them are about me. Stugatz has already come in here and says, look, I don't want to belabor this. How have you been saying it? You've been
I don't want to get too bogged down with this. I don't want to spend too much time on it. I really don't, guys. But since Dan declared that Tom Brady was done, he's won four Super Bowls.
Okay, so Mike, just explain, talk around what your four-team parlay. Wait till I get to some stats, okay, of Tom Brady in the playoffs versus the entire playoff career of Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers and people you considered as good at that job as anyone's ever been.
He has more Super Bowls than the Patriots and the Steelers.
Scott, wait till I give you just his playoff stats since 37 years old.
Oh, quick correction. I don't think it was my last act at ESPN. Pretty sure I was in on this act for a while entering ESPN, and now I've just upped it to betting on the show because I got to have action nonstop. Happy Aussie Open, everybody. Yeah. This is just, you know, it's a progressive parlay. So for me to win it, I have to get the first one right. And I feel pretty confident in the first one. And the other ones are, you know, riskier. So every time that I win a bet, you're going to hear a noise. But please do not change your MO.
I'm not. I'm going to do the show exactly as I was going to do it. And we'll see who ends up being right on this. You've got four things that are going to happen. Are they all me related or any of them Stugatz related?
They're show related. I don't want to skew the show anyway. This is just a fun way to listen to the show for me.
All right. So listen to some of these stats, okay? Because it was amazing to watch what it is that happened yesterday. And there are some good statistics from that game. Like Next Gen Stats says that Patrick Mahomes, to avoid sacks and before throws, ran a total of 497 yards, five football fields, more than any quarterback in the sport this year. I didn't actually think that Mahomes was that bad. I thought that his team failed him, and I was thinking of that especially when he made a throw parallel to the ground where I don't even know how he was able to throw the ball 30 yards and hit his receiver in the face mask.
Right in the face mask. Yep.
And they, you know, they had three of those in the end zone, not to take anything away from what Tampa did, because Tampa overwhelmed Kansas City in every way.
The offensive line was banged up, and those are the things we don't pay attention to as fans. We just don't pay attention to just how banged up the Chiefs
are. I think a lot of people paid attention to that one, though. That's the reason the Chiefs would be more than a three-point favorite in that game if not for all those offensive line issues.
But we have done plenty in the way of praising Patrick Mahomes. It's okay to say he played poorly. He didn't play well. Regardless of the offensive line, Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl in the biggest of games did not perform that well. Certainly not up to the expectation he has set for himself.
It's the worst game of his career, Stugatz. And yes, people are going back through his past high school and stuff. He's never lost a game like that. It is indisputably a way that he played that none of us have ever seen him play and wouldn't expect to ever see him play. I want you to marvel for a moment that Patrick Mahomes, young buck thoroughbred, comes into the game with a busted up toe and had to leave for a half because of some brain stuff with a concussion. Tom Brady, though, no nicks, no nothing, no ankles, no nothing. 43 years old, never didn't get hit at all. That's the game. That game yesterday is the game where he received fewer pressures than any game this season.
Yeah, he was sacked once. That's it. But for the most part, they did not get any pressure on him. You've always said, and you've said it for a long time, that getting to the quarterback with four is the strong. Like, if you could do that, your team's going to be really good.
It's the thing that I want. I didn't say it, though.
It's a show bet.
Okay.
All right.
So getting to the quarterback. Is that all right? Getting already. Well,
you repeated it. What's the matter with you?
Pressure with four.
I wasn't going to say it.
That's the first bit of my progressive parlay. We are in play for a four-teamer.
We are so going to nail this parlay, man. I'm excited.
So here, did you have an end to that point, or you just wanted to fail at the parlay, and was there a finishing point?
No, the Bucs were able to do that. They were able to do that to Patrick Mahomes in a way I've never seen a team do that. Tom Brady chose that team because he saw all the talent on the offensive side and defensive side
of
the football.
Mike is gloating. He is feeling really good about it.
3 minutes. That was the first one that I locked in.
You had me doing it, though. I am not going to do this. I will not lose to you on this bet.
It's a show bet.
So here are some stats, because the whole thing's crazy, Stugatz. Like, all of it is crazy. Because seven titles. Put this on the poll, please, Guillermo, at Lebitard Show. More impressive Tom Brady feat. Winning seven titles or getting Antonio Brown a job and $1 million bonus?
I just told Mike to tell me what he needs, if he can cut me in.
I heard you guys talking, and he was trying to cheat. He distracted me. People have no idea how many times I step in shit around here because Stugatz is just telling you jokes that aren't even meant for air.
That's what an action junkie is. I'm just doing this for S's and G's, and you know, he's out here like, what, Stugatz, can I get in on this?
Stugatz was absolutely trying to cheat during the break. During the break from him talking. So here is a couple, Stugatz, of Tom Brady facts that are fairly amazing. Give me the stat of the day, Mike. Give me the short one. Give me the short stat of the day music, because I got a bunch of them today.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Start of the day, start of the day, it is your start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day, it is your start of the day.
So this is from Michael David Smith, Tom Brady Super Bowl ring 7. Hall of Fame quarterbacks Dan Fouts plus Jim Kelly plus Dan Marino plus Brett Favre plus Fran Tarkington plus Warren Moon plus Joe Namath plus Kurt Warner plus Steve Young, Super Bowl rings 4. Now, that's not entirely right, because Steve Young was a backup and won a couple as Joe Montana's backup. But still, point stands. That's just flabbergasting. But so's this. I'm going to give you these stats, and as I'm reading them, I simply can't believe it. I am getting buried by people, Stugatz, because I have been one of the few to dare to question whether or not Tom Brady would age, which seemed like a reason, like it didn't feel like a very controversial take. I don't think I've been more surprised by being wrong about anything. I ended up in a Speedo because LeBron didn't want to post up J.J. Barea. So that's right. As wrong as I've ever felt, where I was just certain something was going to happen because I would never bet being in a Speedo publicly unless I was just convinced that something wasn't going to happen. But I just can't believe that we find ourselves in a position where Tom Brady is sitting here winning 7 championships and we don't have any precedent for it. And I don't know yesterday who is the person, Stugatz, who hurt the most watching that. Was it Belichick? Was it Peyton Manning standing in an end zone? Peyton Manning with all of the skills. Peyton Manning, 5 years, he's already in the Hall of Fame while Tom Brady is throwing 3 first half touchdown passes. And Peyton Manning, you remember what he looked like when he won his 2nd championship. He couldn't move. 9 touchdowns, 17 interceptions.
I would say that Peyton Manning, he's certainly in the discussion because he had the one thing over Brady. I won a Super Bowl with 2 organizations, and now Brady's done that.
First guy ever to win the home Super Bowl. I don't know. How does Ryan Leaf feel watching that? He put up a photo of himself at the Heisman ceremony with Hall of Famers Charles Woodson, Randy Moss, and Peyton Manning, and he titled it himself, 3 Hall of Famers and some guy. He had to feel pretty bad watching all of that.
I think Jameis Winston's probably in that conversation, is he not? I mean,
Mike, would you nominate somebody there? Would you nominate somebody who felt worst watching that? Do you think Belichick turns the television off, or does he watch it all the way through?
I have zero insight into how Bill Belichick watches other games that are not his. I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Belichick didn't even watch it at all. Robert Kraft had to be an interesting person to watch that game with because the reports were he was sort of caught in the middle of that. So I think Robert Kraft might have had an interesting viewing experience.
Aren't you left to question Belichick? I mean, seriously, because he won. No. Listen, just hear me out for a second, okay? If you're a Patriot fan, your confidence is not waning at all in Bill Belichick because he wanted to get rid of Tom Brady. At the same time, Dan wanted to get rid of Tom Brady. And all Tom Brady has done since then is won 4 Super Bowls.
What are you talking about?
He did. He wanted.
You had him.
He wanted Jimmy Garoppolo.
Come on, man.
He did. Remember, we had Michael Holly on. We were talking about it. I mean, you got to question Belichick. In fact, I don't think Belichick belongs in the Hall of Fame. How about that?
For the love of God.
Seriously.
Can I send him to a penalty box? Can I send him to the therapy couch? Can I do any of the stuff that we used to do to get him out of here?
I mean, you can do, but it would be totally pointless as we're not a visual medium right now.
You could send me somewhere if you want.
Yeah, if you'd like, but we're just going to pretend like he's walking out of
somewhere. But what's the new thing that we can do to recreate? Like, he deserves to be tased or something.
For what?
Come on, Stugatz. Belichick was pretty good at what he was doing. No.
Yeah, but Tom Brady won that forever.
He did. He won everything. I mean, he won everything last night. That's it. I mean, he's the greatest athlete in the history of sports, and I'm including Michael Jordan. How about that?
Billy, what do you got here?
Well, I mean, how good was Belichick? Do we know? I mean, we don't know. What has he done without Brady?
Thank you.
We don't know.
Exactly.
And this Mahomes, by the way, not to bring him into it, but geez, who else is tired of him, huh?
What happened?
I mean, what happened? Everything this guy does, the guy falls and throws. Well, I've never seen someone throw better incompletions than Patrick Mahomes. How about complete a pass, all right? How about, he hit so many receivers in the head. How about hit him in the hands? How about hit him in the end zone? Enough bouncing passes off people's face masks, falling down. How about stay on your feet? How about throw the ball on your feet? Don't trip and fall. Everything he does is like, did you see how graceful he was when he was falling and he didn't complete a pass? And everyone looks like that when they're falling and they throw a ball. Nothing happened as that play. Did you see Matt Stafford earlier this year, a no-look touchdown pass that he wasn't even looking, like a laser, hit someone in the back of the end zone? If that was Patrick Mahomes, the world would have exploded, just so you know.
Thank you. Put it on the poll. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, please, at Lebatard Show. Hold on. Just back off for a second. I can't see you guys because the internet went down.
We have no internet.
If Mahomes had thrown that pass Stafford through, would the world explode?
We do this thing with Mahomes where it's never his fault. It's the offensive line. It's Eric Fisher's not there. It's the receivers didn't have a good game. He hit him in the face mask. It's never Mahomes' fault. I mean,
he wasn't. Listen,
plenty of quarterbacks have won one. Hey, Joe Flacco. I mean, that's who he is.
Oh, for the love of God.
Brad Johnson.
Wow. Do it again.
Win another. I mean, you had a chance there head-to-head with Brady.
As ridiculous as Stugat sounds, imagine if 6 minutes in the last Super Bowl before this one, the last 6 minutes had gone differently, because there would be so much of that. Stugatz wouldn't sound as ridiculous or as alone on that. It would be a cacophony of people. Can you imagine if the third and long, because one of the amazing things yesterday was Patrick Mahomes saying flatly they just took away the deep stuff. I didn't think that was an option against Kansas City. I didn't think you could take away the deep stuff. So they take away the deep stuff and – you know, Tampa, Tyreek Hill had he was on pace for 800 yards in the first time that he played Tampa after the after the first quarter. I think it's fair, some of what it is you guys are saying about he played statistically poorly.
Yes.
And if those 6 minutes at the end of last year, when Tyreek Hill completed some just crazy pass that wasn't available to them yesterday on third and long,
they were down 10 in the fourth quarter last year.
There would be so many people right now saying Patrick Mahomes is just a regular season quarterback. So many. It would be the more popular opinion than what it is that Billy's objecting to now, which is all of us awed by the athleticism and by everything he does. I do want you to marvel again, though, at the idea that Mahomes comes into that game, needs toe surgery, head busted up, and Tom Brady, again, at 43 bleeping years old, the oldest player to ever play in a Super Bowl.
That's why when you talk about greatest of all time, and I'm with you, like the gold standard is this person is the Michael Jordan of blank. Maybe you have to revisit it because he's got one more. He did it with the second team, and he took on the next greatest of all time in his prime, and we're pointing to turf toe. No,
a toe.
Guy,
I mean, that's why you have 10 of them, Dan. A toe. Get out of here. It's football. Everybody's hurt. All right. Get out there and play. Do you want to be one of the greatest of all times, or do you want to complain about your toe? All right, Patrick Mahomes. Enough of this already. One championship in all these years. He's Aaron Rodgers. That's who he is. Aaron Rodgers.
Am I the only one that thought Mahomes played well? I mean, he had no time. He was pressured more than any quarterback in NFL history. And you were talking about those incomplete passes. The two most impressive plays were two incomplete passes by Patrick Mahomes, where he's scrambling around and chucking a ball to the corner where this guy, Pringle, almost makes a one-handed catch. The next play is that, like, submarine pass that he throws 30 yards on a dart, hits the guy in the face mask. I mean, you're saying things, Billy, like, oh, don't hit him in the face. He had multiple passes that hit guys in the face mask, and they just dropped it.
Complete the passes.
I mean,
this is one of those things. Oh, what do I do to be different? Oh, let me look at the quarterback that didn't have statistically a great game and just tell you how great that quarterback was. Please. You know who was great yesterday? Tom Brady. He won. That's it.
Yep, and that begs the question, Dan. Is Father Time still undefeated? I'm not so certain.
It doesn't beg that question. That is not the question that is being begged.
Tom Brady beat it.
He did.
Billy, can you say
four times?
All right, put it on the poll, Guillermo. There it is. Put it on the poll. Is Father Time today actually undefeated?
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, Visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Guillermo, put this on the poll, please, at Le Batard Show. Who feels worse today, the Kansas City Chiefs or the reporter who asked Byron Leftwich a question thinking he was Todd Bowles?
No one feels worse than that guy today.
Roy is just shaking his head no. Roy, did you not know that that happened? Because those two people, those two human beings look nothing alike. And very unfortunate for that reporter that those two human beings happen to be black, because then all of a sudden people go to the place, hey, all black people don't look alike. But those two black people don't look anything alike. Like, I don't know what that football writer was doing. And was it Greg Cody?
Going into the game, what was your number one goal on the defensive side to shut Mahomes down, shut that high-powered offense down? What was your guys' number one goal going into that game?
To shut Pat Mahomes down? I think you got the wrong guy. I had nothing to do with that. That was Todd.
That laugh.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That reporter laugh.
Holy shit.
Right? I had a similar response of holy shit when Mike Ryan, who I believe has been called out by Roland Martin, said that The Weeknd's halftime performance rivaled Prince's. Now, before we go down this path and anything that rivals Prince, you're not going to win that argument. It doesn't even matter what it is. There's just no way to ever win the argument, never mind that he's dead in terms of a creator and an original. There are no winning posthumous arguments against Prince on somebody rivaling him anywhere. But did you guys read? I did think it was a cool halftime show. Did you guys read the details on The Weeknd's jacket, on how it is The Weeknd's jacket took four embroiderers.
You got it.
Took them, thank you, Stugatz.
Sure.
250 hours to sew thousands of crystals into a jacket that I really do feel I could have gotten at like a Halloween store.
I don't believe Holy that story. Yeah.
That has to be.
Waste of money. Just
wasted time also, Jesus.
I feel like you could pick that jacket
out. Yeah, the halftime show was a waste of time.
Poor people.
You could pick that jacket out of Forever 21. You're right about the Roland Martin. I got like aggregated. I'm in some sort of like Prince hive. Even though within the tweet, I established that Prince is the gold standard. I'm right. Just merely saying that that's one of the better halftime shows I'd ever experienced, which I stand by that. If you don't like The Weeknd, you hate the audio, it's a Super Bowl halftime show. The audio always sucks ass during a Super Bowl halftime show. Do something different. Do something that I've never seen before. Stimulate me visually. Do something on the grandest stage. And I thought The Weeknd did that. And dude's got hits.
His confidence is extraordinary.
Especially for someone that can't dance.
To stand in the middle of that and not be either, right? Not be a matinee idol. Like, he is not, this is not to say that he is not attractive, but he's not from the Bruno Mars camp of making people swoon.
Yeah, he's not a heartthrob.
Wait, are you guys with Mike? Did you guys like the halftime show? I didn't enjoy it that much, but did you guys like it?
I mean, he's got hits. I wasn't blown away by the performance. Like, he, like, early on in it, he didn't have a ton of, like, I've never seen him perform, so I didn't know if he danced more, but I wasn't blown away by the energy of the performance. Once he got onto the football field, there was more energy, but.
I never looked so forward to The Weeknd being over. How about that?
A lot of people on my timeline clamoring for Bruce Springsteen.
Didn't he have a voiceover on something? Didn't he stick
a Jeep commercial?
Didn't he stick it? I thought Springsteen didn't do that stuff. I thought he's the American heartland. He's born in the USA. He doesn't sell his soul. What's going on with late game Springsteen, where he wants to be on Broadway and do Buick commercials?
Well, I told
everyone
you
has a price.
Exactly. I told you when I went to see. We don't know Springsteen. Springsteen mocks himself. He's like, yeah, everyone thinks I spent my entire life in these factories working with blue collar workers. I've never stepped into one.
But was I wrong? Was I wrong about the assessment? I was always of the opinion that Bruce Springsteen sort of guarded through his 40s and 50s and 60s even the boss status of I'm a guy who you can't touch. I'm a guy who doesn't do voiceovers for Super Bowl commercials. Incidentally, speaking of Super Bowl commercials, can you tell me what you think the marketing meeting looked like where the people at Oat Milk said, I know what we're going to do. We're going to get our CEO. We're going to put him in a field. We're going to have him sing a song that is no cow wow. No cow wow. And
I enjoyed it.
What was that?
It was better than The Weeknd.
We've established that you don't like The Weeknd.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy that Weeknd, you know. I've seen him at other, you know, different times where I've enjoyed him a bit more. I don't know. It was a weird Super Bowl.
Weekend's not for everybody, I guess.
Yeah. I would love, just because Stugatz is the professional critic, I would just love, I want you guys to now imagine, okay? Because Stugatz is totally comfortable. Yeah, talentless. Don't want to watch it. Not interested. Was glad The Weeknd was over. I just want you to imagine everything being the same, and the only thing we're changing about that halftime performance is instead of The Weeknd, it's Stugatz dressed exactly the same way, doing the thing that The Weeknd is doing. I want you to imagine that. Because that was hard. What
I know, I'm not saying
okay, but
that it wasn't hard.
You don't have to like it. You are absolutely entitled to not like
it. Thank you. That's very nice of you.
I was marveling, though. I'm just marveling at the confidence of anybody who can do that. That is very pressurized. And I don't know where that man's confidence comes from. Is it because he has a nice singing voice?
Cocaine. It's a cocaine.
Was the
a lot of Pepsi halftime jokes brought to you by Coke?
Were all of the people who were dressed in the mask type things making fun of him or sending off the message of a DUI arrest and the press conference given where he was wearing bandages around his head?
He tries to make a societal point about plastic surgery and the visual part of this latest album. About like what is Hollywood beauty, but really all the songs are about cocaine.
Okay. And how did you feel about getting caught in the Prince hive?
That's not fun, especially when people misunderstand. There's like a real rush from people that don't even really remember Prince to defend his honor. I said Prince is awesome in that tweet, and people are reading that as if it's an insult to Prince to just compare The Weeknd's performance to one of the best gold standard performances we've ever seen.
Okay, Mike.
And Roland Martin, way to continue the stigma of like punishing producers. I hate that shit.
All right. Well,
hey, Dan, lock this guy up. What are we talking about? The executive producer. I pull strings too, Roland Martin.
That was all well put. I would like it all gathered together here. I want you to timestamp the sounds that you made in there and arguing your point and spitting just, jowly jibber jabber at Roland Martin.
You want to tie it all together?
I deleted so many responses to Roland Martin. If you go through my drafts, there's a gif of just a guy going, no one f***ing ass. But I was like, I don't want to. I'm already sucked in.
So you got stuck. Hold on. You got stuck in a Prince hive and a Roland Martin hive.
No, it's just every avatar is just yelling at me. I'm not insulting Prince. I love Prince.
But here's the thing. This is what I believe the internet has basically become. Find the guy who said the thing and get Roland Martin to aggregate it so everyone can chase him down, even if the guy who said the thing didn't actually say the thing. This is where I am with Tom Brady. This is where I live with Tom Brady.
You would have thought I said something about Taylor Swift or something. People, I did not know Prince still had this hive.
You dug your own grave with Brady, man.
Yeah. I so did. Let me get to these stats.
Told you not to do it.
You did tell me. You warned me many times. Another Stugatz victory continues to rack up W's at every turn because I had to burst out laughing at the way that particular game went. I mean, he just mowed through on the road. He mowed through Breeze and Rodgers on the road and then just and beats Mahomes.
Don't leave out Heineke.
You know what I thought was going to be the biggest test of Tom Brady as that game played out? There's a moment where I think his nickname is the Red Snapper, which is a great nickname for a center. He shoots a ball over Tom Brady's head. Now, we've seen a couple times in this postseason and recently with quarterbacks that are younger than Tom Brady. Ben Roethlisberger struggling to get a bouncing ball. Phillip Rivers, I mean, always can't barely move. So there's this ball that goes over his head, and I'm like, this is where I'm going to see the aging process. And like a gazelle.
Calmly.
He just calmly gets in there, scoops the ball in. I'm like, this guy is going to play for another 10 years.
I mean, he is older than Adam Vinatieri was when he was playing in those Super Bowls.
This is crazy.
Oh, there were so many great Tom Brady stats. He's presently older than Ed Asner was in season one of the Mary Tyler Moore.
Season two and three as well. Season two and three as well. You will see a picture. This is something that is done all the time with Wilford Brimley, but you will see a picture of him on the internet at the same age as Tom Brady, and he does not look anything like Tom Brady. It is fairly flabbergasting that you look at Tom Brady, and he looks younger than he did 10 years ago, and he looks healthier than he did 10 years ago. It's a bit flabbergasting. Now, I know part of that is hair help that he has gotten. I don't know whether he is Botox the entirety of his being or not.
It's also that Dr. Guerrero, right? I mean.
And even in that Super HD, man, I would look terrible in that. Those sidelines, why can't we get that cool HD and those cool angles all? Like, is that super expensive for CBS to do? Why can't that be the standard? I feel like they only bust that out for the big games.
Well, I think the reason they could do it, they were saying, is because the lack of fans in attendance at the stadium is why you're getting such great camera angles. They could put cameras in places they never were able to do so before. I don't need to be that close. It's a little uncomfortable. I don't know how, I mean.
I get really upset when a network that doesn't put any of the games in 4K, especially the Super Bowl, decides occasionally we're going to go to the 8K camera.
Okay, this is something from yesterday that I wanted to talk about here. How CBS is it to just drill us in the face with them going, hey, we're not Les Moonves' plastic furniture network anymore. We're going to get young with the times. You know how we're going to do it? We're going to bring you Queen Latifah as the equalizer.
Oh, I saw that.
Was it good?
It was amazing to see how much time that commercial got. And I was, while watching it, I'm like, wow, CBS and a bunch of their executives think all of this is a good idea. That's how they're going to get in the streaming game with Queen Latifah as the equalizer in every damn commercial during the Super Bowl.
I gave it a shot. I had several teachers in high school that were 50-year-old women, and it just looks like a teacher is running after some like wayward kids, and this is supposed to be an action show. It's just, and I know the equalizer is built around a 50-year-old man, but it looks like Phillip Rivers is trying to track down a ball that's bouncing, and I'm like, I'm really suspending a lot of disbelief here.
No, but
at 50, you usually get a desk job.
You're right about this, but once Liam Neeson got into the game, all bets are off, man.
Yeah. Like,
that guy got into the action game in his 50s and is still making taking movies, taking on a train, taking on a plane, taking in the desert.
Taking fighting against wolves.
Taking in the ice. How many Taken versions has Liam Neeson done since Taken? It's been 11 years.
Every movie he's made since Taken has been some version of Taken. I'll look it up now.
I was watching and I was like, not for me. Cool. All right. Gave it a shot. High production value. And then I had the fleeting thought as I turned it off. Well, who is it made for?
That's an excellent question. I just think it's CBS saying, you know what? I got it. We'll go young and urban.
With a 50-year-old Queen Latifah.
That's correct. I believe
that's how CBS skews young.
Yes, that's what I am saying. What I am saying is CBS looked up and said, guys, I've got the idea. No more Murder, She Wrote. No more Magnum P.I. Tom Selleck. We're going to still be doing Hawaii 5-0. No, we're going to get into the game right now. Watch what we do after this summer and after Kaepernick, after Me Too, in the name of equality, a show that can just teach the people of America as television takes over film at the Golden Globes in terms of producing quality content. Queen Latifah is going to be, in a time of equality, the equalizer.
And just a quick reminder, we're still free agents, so maybe, you know, CBS, good network, good sports network, you know, Romo, what a game, huh? him and Nance, great call yesterday.
I will tell you, Billy's right. I mean, a good friend of mine is the president of CBS Sports. I mean, just keep your options open. That's all we're saying.
I was watching part of The Equalizer, Roy, and I know you're a big Bob Odenkirk fan, and there was a trailer for a movie in which he's an action star, and I was just sitting like,
oh, I can't wait for that movie. That is going to be so much fun.
I guess you're the audience. I'm like, I'm not asking for Queen Latifah and Bob Odenkirk to be my action stars. Like, give me Wesley Snipes and Sly Stallone, and I'm good.
We have talked before about Bad Boys was going to be John Lovitz and was it Dana Carvey?
Yeah, and that's what I'm watching right now on like several action movies. Bob Odenkirk as an action star is your tentpole franchise. I'm not asking for any of these.
After Taken, Niamh did the A-Team. He did The Gray. He did Unknown, and then he did Taken 2, and then he skipped a couple. Did a couple.
Billy, what
of
are
movies,
you laughing about?
And then did Taken 3.
Billy, what are you laughing about?
Say Niamh.
He did call him Niamh. Yes,
Niamh. Yes,
instead
yes
of
I did.
Liam. Yes, he's been slurring his words and complaining that it's not Super Bowl Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, it should be Super Bowl Saturday, should it not? I mean, listen to us right now.
Mike, doesn't The Office, don't put us in there. Didn't The Office or Parks and Rec has like one or, they've got two, right? Parks and Rec 2 has two.
Action stars?
Action stars.
Yeah, Chris Pratt turning him. If you saw Chris Pratt early on and I told you, hey, this is going to be one of the more in-demand action stars, it would have been a bit of
an upset.
Well,
wasn't Paul Rudd Ant-Man?
Yeah, and he got like really in shape for it.
Not even Scorsese could fix that for De Niro in The Irishman.
I was going to say, when De Niro, like, I mean, there's outside of Tom Brady, there really isn't a cover-up for age. You got to use a double.
I've got to get to these stats, all right? I'm going to do it next, guys. I got to get to these stats, what Brady has done since 37, okay? So since I said he was done,
yeah.
I just need to get to these stats.
That's on you. Again, I said I don't want to get too bogged down on this, but he's won 4 Super Bowls since you said he was done.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.